The extreme scarcity of dust enshrouded red supergiants, consequences for producing stripped stars via winds, by M.R.R. Beezer et al. Quiescent mass loss during the red supergiant, RSG, phase has been shown to be far lower than prescriptions typically employed in single-star evolutionary models. Importantly, RSG winds are too weak to drive the production of Wolf-Rayet's, WRs, and stripped envelope supernovae, Cessnae, at initial masses of roughly 20-40 MSN. If single stars are to make WRs and Cessnae, this shifts the burden of mass loss to rare dust-enshrouded RSGs, their RSGs, objects claimed to represent a short-lived high mass loss phase. Here, we take a fresh look at the purported their RSGs. By modeling the mid-IR excesses of the full sample of RSGs in the LMC, we find that only one RSG has both a high mass loss rate, is greater than or equal to 10 to the power of minus 4 MSN YR1, and a high optical circumstellar dust extinction, 7.92 mag. This one RSG is VOG64, and it is the only one of the 14 originally proposed DIR RSGs that is actually dust enshrouded. The rest appear to be either normal RSGs without strong infrared excess, or lower mass asymptotic giant branch, AGB, stars. Only one additional object in the full catalogue of RSGs, not previously identified as other RSG, shows strong mid-IR excess. We conclude that if their RSGs do represent a pre-SN phase of enhanced in single stars, it is extremely short-lived, only capable of removing is less than or equal to 2 of material. This rules out the single star post RSG pathway for the production of WRs, LBVs, and CSN. Single star models should not employ prescriptions based on these extreme objects for any significant fraction of the RSG phase. This was the extreme scarcity of dust enshrouded red supergiants, consequences for producing stripped stars via winds, by M.R.R. Beezer et al.